I'm speaking to Rob Beale, managing partner of Morris Owen, local accountancy firm. Rob, thanks very much for joining me and coming on the show.
Good to see you.
What's the vibe that you're getting at the moment, Rob? We're moving into spring, which generally sees or traditionally sees quite a few market segments start to improve and pick up. We haven't seen the stats yet indicate the fall in inflation, which is predicted. So it's a little bit of cart before the horse at the moment. But what are you picking up in terms of the feeling about the economic situation?
I think the general message that I'm hearing is that things aren't going to perhaps be as bad as were anticipated 3 or 4 months ago. I guess if you look at the various things that business have to deal with, inflation has probably peaked, and some of the things that put inflation up last year will start to fall out as we move through this year. So just by that exercise, we should start to see inflation start to come down. Interest rates, there's probably another increase to come at some point. But again, they're probably getting to the point of peaking, and there's more of a feel towards the end of the year that they may actually start to then come back down slightly, albeit we're at this type of level now as the new norm. Yes, unemployment is there, but perhaps it's not as bad as feared. If you look at the January tax take that the government had, it was significantly better than anticipated. And I guess the key to it is what the Chancellor is going to announce in the budget middle of this month. But that, and I actually think, you know, getting the Brexit with Northern Ireland sort of through as well, albeit it's got to be ratified and agreed by the DUP, all of these things, you just start to feel like it's a bit more solid now, as opposed to 3 months ago where it was almost panic stations.
Absolutely. I mean, it's quite interesting. You've touched on two or three things there politically, that there seems to be a real feel that we've actually got some sensible, and I use the words advisedly, it's not a flippant comment, but some sensible leadership at number 10. And the response that in the media particularly, but that's been reported in the media about the discussions that Rishi Sunak has had about the Northern Ireland Protocol, are on a completely different plane to his predecessors.
Yeah, I think we've had a change of style of leadership. And, you know, the comparison I would always make is when you get in an aeroplane. You know the captain's there. You know that the captain's going to fly you from A to B. But in reality, it's not about them. You don't want to hear about them all the time. You just want them to do a good job of getting you from A to B. And we've almost returned to that model from a model that we had for a number of years where the captain was coming or the pilot was coming out and sort of it's all about me as opposed to actually there's a job to do.
That's a very good analogy. Absolutely. One piece of news that from Nationwide recently about house prices, that they've dropped by over 1% over the last year. And the headline was that they don't think that the property market will respond. Now, I don't know if they necessarily mean transaction wise or price wise, but generally, or previously, the housing market has been a really important aspect of kind of economic health. So what's your view on the housing market, just locally for us, really? Because there's a lot of new houses, of course, coming on stream as well. So that's normally a good thing, isn't it? When there's new houses, generally there's more employment because new businesses are starting up, et cetera, et cetera. Do you see that as an issue, the housing market for us?
I think to start off with, there's always this feeling of if house prices are stable or are going up, it gives everyone a bit of comfort that they've got some value there. Whereas if it starts to go down, you go into sort of a concern as to what's going to happen. And I still think that we haven't really seen the full effect yet of interest rate rises because so many people are on fixed rate mortgages, that's going to continue to unwind over the course of the next 12 months, probably. In terms of the housing market, I think it's slightly difficult to tell because the housing market traditionally dies towards the end of December and starts to pick up again February in the spring, and therefore is traditionally quiet over the last couple of months that we've been through. But certainly talking to people, yes, it's been quiet, but there's still inquiries out there and people are still interested in it. And I guess there's still that pent up demand that people do need to move for whatever reasons. So I think the housing market's going to be a very interesting one to watch over the next couple of months as to whether we get the spring pickup that's traditional or whether it's more muted. Wait to see, but certainly the indications, again, if inflation is starting to come down and interest rates have there or thereabouts peaked, because new fixed deals will be pricing in, if there's going to be a drop in interest rates, they'll be pricing that in. And therefore, that will give people a bit more comfort as to where they are if they're going to move house.
Yeah, absolutely. Stay with us, Rob, and we'll talk a bit more about the forthcoming budget in a sec.
Sure.